Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Christina Liu.
Hello.
And actually, Nancy Mizraki, who has been with us talking in reference to the circle of support, which is tremendous, is going to be staying with us with this segment because we're going to touch on some of the concepts that have come about through Project SAFE, mm-hmm. which is Seniors Against Financial Exploitation.
That's great.
And through the town of North Hempstead, we do programs covering scams on seniors. Each year, it's a minimum of $3 billion gets taken from people 60 years of age and older.
Oh my goodness, that's such a large number.
That's the number that's reported. Mm-hmm. Most people think it's in the $10 billion range because people are embarrassed. From your circle of support, people are embarrassed to tell a child or somebody that they're in trouble, that they've paid for something that was much too much to pay for,
right.
and because
right.
they're afraid the child will put them in a home then.
Yeah.
So they have to be very careful.
Or take away their freedom to spend, their financial, you know, 100%. The checking account, and that's a very frightening thing.
And like that's
thing.
What we always, you know, because in a lot of our advisory committees, that's another place that people can come, you know, because like every day there's some kind of new scam that's coming out. It's hard to even keep up. You know, on our show, we try and bring, you know, awareness to these certain things. And in the advisory committee, I know a lot of people, you know, will come and share their story. And a lot of times it is like, oh my God, I'm so stupid. I'm so embarrassed. But these scammers have just gotten better and better. And then with technology, they have the ability to do these things. And I mean, we have announced some ones that were just so elaborate that it's like impossible
right.
not to get scammed, you know, in the situation. I think it's important to know that, you know, it's no ability of your intelligence or
absolutely
you know,
not.
Or your capability of things, is that it's just really important to be, you know, just aware and ask questions.
I think that, you know, for many people, we want to believe and we want to trust, and
absolutely.
We do.
Right.
And that's when we get in trouble.
That's the truth.
So, John, you have some pointers that you can share with us as to how to stay safe?
I think I like to use acronyms, and I think seniors need to be active, and which we want them to be active anyway. We're talking about socialization mm-hmm. before, so
yes.
socialization is important. But when I say active, I mean A-C-T-I-V-E. The first A is for aware.
Mm-hmm.
The second C is for concerns. T is for thorough. I is for investigate. V is for vocal. And E is to educate.
Hmm.
And very simply, I try.
The
seniors need to be aware of what they want and what they're looking for. They need to be concerned for their selves. So concern works into everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you want, and you know. But at the end of the day, you know basically when something doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're getting together and you're going to put this very important document into play in your life, circle of support, you want to ensure that every person, if you question anybody, don't put them on the list. You have no obligation to.
John, do you suggest that when a senior is meeting with a financial advisor or even a lawyer, that they have a trusted person with them?
Yes. And if the person doesn't want that, the financial person or the legal person, then they should review it with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't turn around okay. and take one's person opinion. Absolutely. You come back where it is. I have no idea. I mean, whether it's a friend, you know, I've had people come and I do financial services. I've had people come to me and have brought people. I don't care. And then other people say, listen, thank you very much. I'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's
and I
important
want to share it with somebody.
At any age. You know?
100%.
I mean, I know even for my own self, you know, going to these things, you know, it just having someone to bounce the ideas, and they might have picked up on something that you didn't pick up on. And it's just to have that, you know, awareness and dialogue is super important.
That's
so.
True. Very
absolutely.
True.
And the people have to, the senior who's putting in this really works very well with the circle of support. As you're putting this together, you have to investigate. Okay. You don't take the first person. You don't take the first idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, here, when you're putting together some of this stuff is pretty basic with Circle of Support, but other, you have to reach out. Right. As you say, you have to get involved.
You know, even when many of the seniors will say, well, I need to get a contractor in the house, or mm-hmm. I've been ripped off by a contractor. So it becomes very important that people have this dialogue, and if they've had a good experience, to share it and
Absolutely.
Make a recommendation with somebody else rather than just picking a name from the, what is it, the yellow pages, the white
right,
pages.
Right.
So you really do want to rely on other people who have had really good experiences.
The biggest sources of business people think comes from social media. Mm. It doesn't. It's mm-hmm. personal yeah. referrals mm-hmm. where yes. somebody will turn around and say, John, I'm sending so-and-so to you because you satisfied our needs. These community centers, CGM, you go there at one of those tables. I always tell them those ladies and gentlemen should share mm-hmm. whether it's bad or good. You had a wonderful experience. They do it with restaurants. You should do it with your financial mm-hmm. and your legal mm-hmm. stuff and your doctors. Mm-hmm. I'll come in and say, boy, the eggplant parmesan at XYZ is delicious. That's very nice.
Right.
But there's other more important things yeah. to share.
And where is that eggplant parmesan?
I'm hungry now. Let's go.
Now that I'm starving, John, thanks.
But you have to be willing to share it. The negatives, because when you put these type of things together, the circle of support, you want it to be a finished document. You know, even one of the things you brought up was the funeral. You know, it's part of reality.
It's part of life.
And if you want to prepay it so it's taken care of the way you want it.
Yes.
If not, where is the money? And is it safeguarded so that it's there for the children? Or is it in some sort of an investment that may not be there when the time comes? And if that's the case, who's going to pay for your funeral?
Yeah.
So if you're planning it, you have to take that next step and say, I have it in a CD. Unless that, no, I have it in a CD. It's insured FDIC. It's covered. My funeral's paid mm-hmm. for. Mm-hmm. It's an important question. It's not in the stock.
Very, John, this is very detailed. And you have to go through all those steps to ensure that ultimately you get what you want.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. 100%. And that's why I do see that with this circle is the most tremendous thing, going back to the circle. But I also have an advocate for the seniors, like when you said about the house repairs.
Right.
Your children need to know the people you have as qualified, okay? Because at the end of the day, the number, and I say, Christina and I have been talking about this, the scams that are out there, you know, with reverse mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame, but it's constant. And you read about it and people getting arrested, and even with the trusted advisors,
yeah.
with legal people, some... It's once a month, at least, if not twice, I'm seeing there's a lawyer going to jail for taking escrow money, mm-hmm. for taking this. Because, you know, an 85-year-old, especially women, I deal with a lot of women. They're the most trusting
yeah,
people in the
yes.
world. And it breaks your heart to yeah. find out that somebody would turn around and steal from them so that when the time comes and they really do depend on somebody to help them, the funds they thought were going to be there are no longer there. And guess what? It's very difficult to...
That's such a tragedy.
Yeah. And legally, it's very hard to get some of this back. I mean, and so therefore, the seniors have to take control of their finances. And we do programs through the town with the Attorney General's office, with the DA's office, et cetera, trying to make the seniors aware that we're not saying everybody is bad by no means. But you do have to be very, very conscious mm-hmm. of, mm-hmm. You know, what you're doing, what you're spending your money on. You know, and some of the scams are very, I mean, some of them you don't even believe.
You know, we're going back to not just the circle of support, but just taking a very proactive approach to everything that you do. And does it take a little extra work? It does. But then the outcome will be successful.
Right. That's a good point.
You know, that's really it. So that little extra time that you spend will change the outcome.
Yeah.
So that's really very important.
There are consequences, unfortunately, to everything.
What other suggestions can you give for our listeners out there, John,
in
terms of how to stay safe?
How to stay safe is, of course, don't give any private information to anybody. That's the one thing right off the bat. I mean, you get phone calls. Many seniors get phone calls. Now, in the summertime, there's no special time. The winter months, it's always a little bit, you're more vulnerable because mm-hmm. you're at home.
Mm-hmm.
The summertime, it's a little bit easier because you're out usually walking around. You'll be at more activities. But people want to talk to people. Socialization is very important. And to sit in the house all day, talk to nobody, when the phone rings
mm-hmm.
and it's a nice young man's voice or young woman's at the other end, and they start asking for information.
True.
You don't give it. You know, you make all the calls. And then sometimes you get in the calls from PSE&G.
Mm-hmm.
They're not real. Nobody's going to call you. To schedule anything, you have to call them. So right off the bat.
And even to take that chance, you know, if it actually legitimately is the company and you say, okay, I'm going to call you back. You know, and it could very well be, you know, a legitimate company calling you, you know, about something. But now you're taking them. They said they can confirm, yes, you know, we called you. And, you know, it's important for you to make that thing, you know. And a legitimate company is not going to get mad at you for questioning their legitimacy, you know.
Right.
So it's really, it's just something important, I think, to do.
Yeah, I'd like to bring something up that,
sure,
you know, that I still think falls within this realm. You know, there are a lot of older singles out there that are getting involved with the senior dating sites. Mm-hmm. And people have to be so careful. Everybody wants to be loved and fall in love. But when the person that you're having this online relationship asks for money, you know, the trigger should go off. So that's a very big industry of scamming. I think seniors need to be very well aware of it. It doesn't just happen to seniors. It happens to young people who are on these dating sites
as well.
Absolutely. Sure. And actually, I think that is one thing that I wasn't even putting in my head with the circle of support. As you put that list together, you do have to be very conscious of the people you're asking, because you're going to be sharing information.
Right, yes.
And now I'm going to say, Nancy, if something happens to me, I have $1 million in this.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know you had that kind of money, John. All of a sudden, you're looking better than me.
No.
No, but it's the truth.
Right.
That's a perfect. And I wasn't even thinking along those lines from this dating perspective. I mean, I've heard about it from the dating, transferring stuff to a new companion, et cetera, and then they're gone. But it's very important.
You know, there's a joke that this woman was being pursued by a 75-year-old man and a 95-year-old man, and she was on the younger side, and she chose the 95-year-old. All right. So what I'm saying is that she was looking forward to, you know, whatever he would leave her. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you always have to be alert. You have to be aware. And again, when it comes to these dating sites, just please
be very
careful. And
what can you do if you have been scammed? You know, where's the best place to go if you find yourself?
The fastest place to go is either to the DA's office or to the Attorney General's office. You don't start looking for private attorneys. You don't tell your friends. You know, you immediately go to the DA's office or the Attorney General's office, and they'll put in motion. You know, very often you're not getting anything back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's rare that anybody gets it back. So that's why it's so important to be active the first time, because once you write the check, once the check is cashed, these people get pennies back. Anybody they've caught and put in jail, there's only pennies on the dollar coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be the ultimate loser.
Right.
But it's, you know, especially as you go through the circle of support, I think it's a tremendous time to make sure you're satisfied completely with all the people you're using. And just before you give information out, just be very concerned with where you're going to.
John.
But this time is up now.
There we go.
So we're going to move forward. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And we'll be right back.